Right, guys, we are the Apti Podcast and we'd like to shout out our official sponsors, Whistle Cola, by the way. It will be in the link description below. If you're a business that wants to stock alternative drinks because these corporations are showing us no love and you want to support a local business, support Whistle Cola. Tastes amazing and it is Gara. Also, shout out to the Unit Restaurant in Sheffield on 88 Headford Street. Go and check them out. For good music and good merch as well, as you can see, they are our official sponsors. So yeah, people tapping with that. Hamza, sign us away with a song.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maanta waxa u jeedin waa bottle la dhaho Whistle Cola. Walaalayaalo, kama halal waa dadkeeni waa dadkeeni caawiyaan. Hadda leedahay dukaan ama hadda leedahay marfash ama hadda leedahay makhaayad. Nasoo waa وحلاله ودت كنا أن عاون كرنو كنا
بس الكولا brand approved let's go there you go
what did you figure out
that's amazing
the podcast is me birdie big warden of the wolf rah I'm here with my co-host Malika Mo Dukes
come on man Mr. Calm Down Calm Down
listen we got listen we've got a special guest today it's Hamza everybody hey.
Hey, thank you very much for having me on the
podcast my guys come on
how you feeling man you good
Alhamdulillah, wallah, I've been trying, man. I'm good, man. Thank you very much for having me, man.
Of course, man. Lots
of
you, man.
Of course, man.
I've been watching you lots for a long time. It's just decent stuff, man. I mean, especially you, Birdie. I find you funny sometimes, but you know what I mean?
How's life been? How's life been since you're on?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you know what it is? I just can't beat my meat anymore, so.
Oh, was you a lefty?
I was on a quagmire thing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's harder now, but it's fine. I think it's his way to say, nigga, stop.
Right. Was further, mashallah. So, because of what's happened to you, you've now turned back to Allah.
Yeah, 100%. That's 100%. And it's a nice car. I show the ladies, mm-hmm. and they go, "Wow, what happened to you?" And I was like, "It was a big fight."
Oh, so you're now one of them when they say men used to go to war.
Of course,
you just come back for more.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah,
I like that one. Big brr, big word in the north, man.
Appreciate it, man. Man, come on, man.
Well, welcome to the pod, man.
I appreciate it.
What are you saying? I got down them for you guys.
All right. Cheesy, you're going to hit us straight away with it, yeah?
Yeah, because, do you know what, this dilemma, it's a bit different, but it's just like, it's the same shizzle I've been hearing, and I'm not going to read the whole thing out yet, but I want to read the thing after, and I want you guys to add how it will go. But.
Cheesy.
So.
He's making his money's worth. You're not paying me enough money to come on here.
Listen, the only day he was free. All right, cool. So. My husband and I are newlyweds, and our relationship is built on a deep love for each other. However, we are fundamentally at odds over one of life's biggest decisions, when to have children. He's desperate to start a family immediately. I, on the other hand, want to take time to build our marriage and travel and get to know each other as a couple before we bring a child into the world. Mm-hmm. Now, pause. Why is it every time I speak to a girl from our culture, they turn around and say, I want to go traveling after I get married. I want a year away.
After they get married,
yeah,
okay.
Let's say, for instance, if I'm married,
does that annoy you?
What about if I want to have babies like right away? Who Got says it. We can't travel with our kids?
It's gonna be a headache.
Being married is a headache.
Sorry.
No, but you know what I'm saying? It is a headache that. Because it's gonna be everything's changing. So you want to go traveling for a year. But why is it... No, what I'm trying to understand is why is it the same line every single time?
I think they want to do up lifestyle with it because they can't have boyfriends, innit?
Oh, yeah. So they haven't done lifestyle before.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. So they wanted the cute pictures.
In a hotel, overlooking the beach.
Birdie, you're wise today.
Nah, yeah. Big brah.
But Birdie, you've been married, so like...
Big brah. Did you go traveling?
Yeah, I took a Sheffield, bro.
No, you know.
We got a real comedian.
We got a real comedian. That's cold trip.
Thank you very much. That's going to give me something.
No, thank you.
Why do you think they come up with the same line?
Do you know what it is? Maybe because some people that we are speaking to, they've not been able to do that. So their assumption is obviously they need a muhrim to go on holiday and whatnot. So that might be the reason why they say that.
Because my thinking is, They're like, we want to see each other as a couple, blah, blah, blah.
I personally would love that. I want to do that.
No, I hear that. But you go on honeymoon for 2-3 weeks, whatever it may be. Because that's not reality. So let's just say, hypothetically, to get a man that can take you traveling for a whole year, that don't come often. Let's be realistic.
Yeah, but you can do 6 months.
You can't do 6 months. What job? Most jobs, bro, they'll be like, okay, cool. You know what? Resign.
No, but if you believe in yourself, you're confident in your craft, you can be like, look, let's save up for 1 year.
Yeah.
Before the marriage,
and then we go traveling after.
We'll go traveling.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Because I know, look, if I'm a software engineer, for instance, if today
pick one of the coldest paid jobs that give you these kind of perks. Let's just say you're a bus driver, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Let's be like,
you're a labourer, bro.
Let's be real.
Labourers get money, you know. I know labourers get money.
They get more money now,
bro. They get a lot of money now, especially now the money in the construction is.
Okay, let's just say you're an admin, or so just a normal job.
Let's say it's, I don't know, 40 grand.
Reasonable? Yeah, just a normal job.
40 grand a year. Yeah. Let's say 40 grand a year. Me and my wife, I say, cool, it's 2 years, I'm going to save that. I save, let's say, 20 of each.
Yeah.
With 40K for 6 months, I think I can do nice and traveling.
No, in fact, the traveling part ain't a thingy. But yeah, what I'm saying is
spending and whatnot. When I come back, I can definitely get a job.
But think about why they say they want to go traveling for a year. What's their reason? So let me just point them out. What's their reason? Why do they want to go traveling?
One of the main reasons is because they haven't gone traveling.
Okay, cool. Take that one. We've established that one.
They want to see the rest of the world. Okay. Because they couldn't have done that when they were not married.
That's not the line I hear.
What line would you hear? Maybe they just don't want to do up lifestyle. They want to live the life properly and live the dream, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And then settle down after.
Okay. They don't want to leave the stone. The one thing I hear is, oh, we need to get to know each other, blah, blah, blah.
Why are you married then?
Because you know it has to be a quick turnover.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Wow. Before even the game's finished, half time, you have to be married. You know how the team goes, you're
spitting?
Yeah. You're spitting. Come on, big brr.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. So, so what I'm saying is, they say, oh, you want to get to know a job. But what I'm saying is, in a honeymoon, that's a honeymoon period for a reason. Because you're on holiday, there's no responsibilities, nothing. You're not going to know what that relationship is truly going to be like until you've done. Your idea is a good idea because you're spending a whole year to get to know each other. You're still on the grind. You're still in your... This is your new routine, right?
You get to experience things with her. So it's like she can't say, oh, I want to do this and whatnot. You're doing everything you can while there's no baggage.
But what I'm saying is that the reason why I'm saying your idea is a good idea is because you've had a whole year in which you've understood the new routine that you guys are going to have.
Yep.
So now you've established yourself. Then you can go traveling. But what I've heard... they want to go traveling straight after the marriage is done, but that's a whole honeymoon period that you just elongated. Yeah. So when you come back, there's going to be bills, there's going to be this, there's going to be that. Like, that's the reality of it.
That's true,
yeah. You know what I'm saying?
They say you don't get to know someone until you see them in their worst times.
Facts.
So if you want to get to know someone, bro, just start off hungry, innit?
Yeah.
Facts. So yeah, so that's what I was like thinking. But let's go back to the dilemma, but I just wanted to get off my chest.
That's facts.
So, but I just want to know, just so that we can move on from this, you want to get married to start the machine off straight away, like start producing.
And I said, "I'm if I want to."
No. He's a breeder.
I said it first night. You started to work. You started the job.
But you know what? In Somali culture, that's a thing. Tadawada.
Yeah.
They say tadawada.
Yeah, there's tadawada.
So when two people get married, there's tadawada, which is seven nights. Like you,
bro.
They stay in the yard. We bring them food. Yep. They don't do the dirty thing. We bring them out. We clean. Yep. Like they don't do. They just mash.
I've never heard of this to the weather.
Yeah.
So bring that routine back here, because I ain't never
it's
heard
back.
Of
it. We just ain't been married.
No, but I don't hear about that.
You have
that.
To get married to get that.
No, but I'll be honest with you. Look, let's be real. How many weddings have we gone to? I don't go to weddings anymore. But how many weddings do we go to where it's like, hey, here's, boom, they're gone.
Because
there's no one going. So you'll say, all right, where's the house you're going to be at? When you guys are out, we'll come and clean for you, like you're saying.
No, but maybe it's the inside thing. The family knows, isn't it?
Yeah, but then, bro, in our generation, bro, everyone is like ducking out, bro. They're doing their own thing.
Yeah, but bringing it back to the
that's why they be getting pregnant quick. Tadawada, bro. My Ma'alan got married on time, yeah? Shout out to Ma'alan, innit, yeah?
Shout out,
man. He had a flat, he had a
what,
little yard.
What, is Sheffield or London?
This is Somali, and so this is in Kenya, Mombasa.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We had a Ma'alan, yeah? Bro, so this Ma'alan was our neighbor's Ma'alan, but we still shared like Ma'alan in some senses as well. We still paid him, but we had our own Ma'alan, but this guy was like, the more Ma'alan you have, the better you're going to be at Quran, innit? The more discipline it is. But this guy, this Ma'alan, shout out to this guy. He half the Quran, but you could tell him a verse and he could tell you where it is, exactly where it is, and he could read from there all the way down to what guy got married. Tadawada, bro.
I love this. Tadawada.
Bro, I swear she was pregnant straight away.
In what sense?
Immediately.
Immediately she comes out all the time. Done the test, but I don't know to double the, I don't know how I can get, how I can know in a week. Well, the other one.
Nothing cooked at all.
Yeah, right. I said, yo, just ready. Warm up, cook is on, oven's ready. Oven's yo, ready. But I done my job in it.
Yeah.
Second wife, where's she?
Where's she at, man?
Bro, is every Ma'alim Duxi have bare wife, have bare kids.
Yeah, I clocked that.
Boy, oh, yeah.
I clocked that.
They be so going
ham. Because
they use the dean. You know why? They use the dean as a weapon.
No, wait. Hold on, wait a minute. Is that it right?
You can't use I'm the dean as a
they
weapon.
They use the dean as a weapon because they believe, look, I'll give an example right now here. Us as three single men, I don't know, a buddy, grab.
What's a grab?
Anyways, I'm just playing with you. But as three single men now, if we was to get married,
yeah,
I forgot what I was trying to say.
They use the dean to like.
Oh yeah, sorry, the weaponizing it. Yeah, like us three trying to get married, we look for a woman that's on her dean. Rest that 100%. Okay, cool. So yeah. Now look at it from the woman's perspective. As the woman's perspective, they would be looking for a guy that's on his deen.
Yeah.
He's a mile in the person that's on his deen.
Yeah, he's a top guy.
That's it. Like you have to understand, like, they win by that attribute.
Final boss.
Final boss, yeah. I'm trying to say, like, wow, if you get an imam, like, you're going Jannah. Not like...
Nah, as in like, yeah, he's like, on the right,
You got a very better chance of a righteous path.
Facts.
Does that make sense?
Facts.
But a lot of these sheikhs and a lot of these imams, a lot of these, just because they're good at the deen and they know what the deen is, doesn't mean that their personality or the things that they know or the things that they don't, they might not have a good personality, they might not have a good thing, they might be like, you know what I mean, womanizers, narcissistics.
Bro,
you know?
I had a man like that. My dad nearly beat him up.
Why? Tell us that story.
Bro, he was, so this is in Mombasa,
yeah?
And in Kenya, and you in Kenya.
He saw some stuff.
Have you seen my comedy? It's on my TikTok.
Nah.
I watched the first video. Wow. I don't even want to say it. I survived like, Walitawuru.
No way.
Watch it, it's on my TikTok.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it.
Okay, wow. Yeah, that's got a million views. It's a big story.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it.
I might take it down. Anyway, I'll keep up there. It comes. Yeah. So this Ma'alim now, I'm not gonna say his name, but my dad used to go to the UK and then work and then come back, send money every 3 months.
So you got the analyst?
Yeah, bro.
He said that the other week.
I said it last week.
Oh, my victim.
Yeah, 5.5 years.
5.5 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you allowed to say why?
No, I'm not, bro. I was 10, bro. What can I have done, bro?
Oh, 10.
10?
Yeah,
you're ten.
10 to 15 and a half. Wallahi, bro. That's a.
But why? Okay, why?
Bro, like, maybe my parents wanted a better life. I don't know.
They just saw you was going to be a wrong un.
And I grew up in housing, bro. So it's kind of like.
Yeah.
Was it with you and your brother and sister?
Yeah, all of us.
Everyone got deported. Everyone got hit in different ways.
Oh, bro.
They must have saw something.
Bro. Abuse. Man, this used to throw water on us.
Hot or cold?
Cold before hitting us.
Oh, the wet.
What happens with the wetness?
Bro.
Bro, it sticks to you, bro. It connects serious. Every band connects. And you know, sometimes when you get hit, the wind protects you. Like,
yeah.
There's no wind, bro.
Bro.
The clothes are stuck to your body, bro.
That would be lush.
That's crazy.
He used to grab us like, Hilib.
No way.
Well, like, this guy who's the abuser,
yeah.
Oh, he used to love unto as well. We used to always give him unto. I used to say, more.
No way.
He used to drink ma'asara.
Say, wallah.
Say, ma'asara. Ah, healthy.
No way.
He used to eat like flies and bugs.
What?
He was tapped. Nafakawa.
No, this guy's.
And he's Somali.
Somali guy.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So he fell in love with my mom.
Sorry?
He fell in love with my mom. So my mom used to like, because my dad's not around.
Yeah.
She used to like, in my house, is a duxi, everything okay. And also, my mom used to drive. My mom was the first Somali auntie to be driving. The rest of you, have you seen the Somali aunties doing balloons now driving?
Yeah.
That's Northwest though.
I thought that was AI.
That's real. It's real. My bridge's mum. I'm joking. But then, that's it. So my mom used to drive, and so my mom used to drive him home. But then I'm in a car now.
Okay.
So I'm Ma'alin. After Duxi finishes, bad isha. Like, this guy at 10 p.m., he's leaving. Yeah. Like, Duxi, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
She's driving him home. The whole time he's driving, they're talking, but then, like, I could tell, you know, I'm a young man, but I could tell, brother, like,
you're
trying to chat to my mum, bro.
I'm not
running it. So I told my mum, like, Hoya, like, I don't like this guy.
Is your mum single these times?
My mum's still married.
Yeah, but he's dad.
She's still married.
Yeah, but my dad's in the UK, bringing money back and forth.
My dad's working, basically.
But this guy, one time, he fucked up because he used to. abuse us, bro.
Yeah.
One time, so but what he used to do, he used to like cover our eyes with like a like something, like a maro or something,
hey.
And he used to beat us, yeah.
Ooh.
But now he
this
went
guy's
to
on some sadistic stuff.
Yeah, should we go? Like should we go back a manual?
Yeah, nah, I think he needs to learn, bro.
He's living a gadja life, bro. Anyway, the story goes longer. We end up violating him in the future. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. So he goes to like the clothes, like a pile of clothes at like, La Ferena, yeah, iron clothes, yeah. Yeah. And he takes my mum's shash for hijab like, to use it to cover our eyes. Normally, yeah. He uses like one of our own clothes.
Yeah.
Why are you touching my mum's gums, bro?
Yeah.
First red flag. Yeah, like, yeah. He brings it in. And he uses it to beat us up with it, yeah. And then he uses it as a pillow. Bro, before he puts it on his head, he smelt it.
He smelt it?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Bro, that's all we needed.
Yeah.
I was like, love for that, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad pulled up. This time my dad came back home. We told my dad, wallahi, ah, uri. Ah!
Uri.
Bro, wallahi, my dad nearly beat this guy up, bro. My dad nearly beat him up, bro. He was like, yeah. Well, I can't Islam at him, yeah. Like, what's wrong with this guy? Like, man, he's supposed to be
yeah.
Yeah, he used to come. He used to always tell my mom stories. Like, he used to tell him Islamic stories. My mom knows this stuff, bro.
Yeah,
what are you trying to teach her, bro?
But your mom knew, though,
wasn't it? I don't know if my mom knew. I told my mom, why? Wallahi, qalbi fi'lu
leh.
She
dang
it's gonna.
Yeah, they see the.
They know what's going on, yeah. But they play smart with us.
They're naive, naive. Yeah. It's naive. No, but it's general naivety.
Because they don't, but they see the deen.
Deen kawaya, معلم في عن واي حاس مو قبوا وحلق يابا يلو قلبي في عنيه. Maybe he's a bit, maybe he's a bit sus as well. You don't know.
Yeah, that's a bit sus.
Bro, you know there's Somali guys that are gay that have families.
No way.
But 100%. Have you met some Somali guys?
Every day I hear stuff that I'm
like oh my god, I can't
this is impossible.
Bro, statistically there has to be Somali men
and they got
that
family.
I have wives, yeah. Even when you chat to them. Are you sad day? You're like, this guy's gay. Now you got kids, bro.
That's crazy.
Genetically, he's XXY. You know how we're XY. Yeah. XX. He's XXY. Genetically, he just...
I just realized this. There's things I just never thought I'd see. Like, I never thought I'd see a Christian one.
Somali girl.
Man, I didn't think I'd ever see
what you mean? I never thought I'd see someone with tattoos.
Bro, I know a guy.
With tattoos?
I know a guy.
Yeah, I know a lot. Go on. I want to hear what you're saying.
No, because I don't have tattoos, but I'm just saying.
But the way you said, the way you
no, because there's stuff, there's stuff like I'm like,
no, would you
they got trapped. They got no. I wouldn't understand. I don't understand it. But like
you know, like, even though like now we can enjoy it and have a little. Bit
no, because of tattoos, you could have done it when you were like 16.
Why
a kid.
Would you do it? Like
no, but when you're a kid, I'm saying like when you're a kid, there's things that we all make mistakes. No, none of us are perfect. So if you go get a tattoo, that's just something that is irreversible.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying? So that kind of stuff, I don't understand, but. Turning to the whole religion is something completely different to that.
Mm.
So, and then being...
No, but it's the small steps that get you to that. Like, and I'll give you an example. If you've got the heart to get a tattoo,
yeah,
then you've got the heart to do anything. Because tattoo's a big thing.
Tattoo, you can't get it off your skin, bro.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, like, now I'll give you an example. I remember, yeah, when I was young, do you remember when you was a kid, I used to get the eyebrow slit.
See, that's where it started.
I never did that.
I've done that once.
That's where it starts.
But I tried it once. My mum gave me the... like, bro, I got battered.
Yeah.
Like, I was never running again.
Mm.
Did it look cold for that week, though?
Yeah, but I was hard. And you know what it is? I got cocky because I clocked what was going on. So I'd get it done. When I go home, I'll get a pen.
And then make it
black again.
Oh, why would you do that?
So I can...
I thought he was doing a... He slit it and so it don't grow again a little bit. He just keep cutting it.
Oh, no.
That's smart.
That is smart.
But my mum's not dumb. That I done it after. Like, I'm talking about 1 month and 2 months when she clocked that. Yeah, he's not doing it again.
Yeah.
I brought it back to the system, you know, once or twice in a month. Not like for a long time.
Oh, but then you colour in.
Yeah, so colour in when I'm going to the yard.
She went o'clock. Oh, that's cool. That's kind of
just. It's like the women use whatever that.
Whatever the black thing, there was a pencil.
Yeah.
That, like that now, I can understand. Like, okay, cool. But then after I got to like 14, 15, I never did that again.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But then, let's just say you did that and then your mom didn't really punish it. And you might just say, you know what, let me get a tattoo. That's what I'm saying. That's why the tattoos, I don't really. It depends on what age you've done it.
If tattoos were halal, I'd get tattoos. I'd get a full back thing.
Do you got what I'm saying?
I'd get a lipstick thing here. Always wanted
that.
I've always wanted that.
Is what I'm saying. Okay, cool. So this is what I'm saying. Literally, you guys just said, if it was halal, you'd do it.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, some people, when you're younger, you think, we all say, let that just be my one cent. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what some people might think. That's what I'm saying to you. Like, worry, but on the other flip, what you're saying is, guys who's had a whole family and they're changing their identity, not changing their identity, they're coming out as something different.
They're gay, yeah. But they don't know they're gay. They just don't accept it. They don't accept it in their minds, bro.
Oh.
Yeah. What? He's so flamboyant. He should. Like, bro, genetically, if you're born in this country, you would have came out gay. But you're Somali and you'd never run. So he just allowed it.
Oh, you reckon they filmed it like that?
Yeah, yep. Why, bro? Why? You don't have to have a guy there.
Yeah, but then by saying that, then that goes back to like trying to say like he ain't got a choice in the matter. Okay, fair.
That's true, yeah.
That's a story for another day.
Yeah.
Bro, that's crazy.
Yeah. I met gay Somalis too.
Huh?
Yeah.
I met some as well.
Yeah.
Like, you lot go to different.
No, but do you know what it is? It's not even different. Do you know what it is? I'm talking about in the years I've lived in my life.
Yeah.
Like there was one in Wood Green. Yeah, bro.
No way.
One of them, no one knew
that. Talking about like
and
Pokemon.
He popped out of nowhere, blood, and because he started walking funny. You know, like Somalis are funny. Like you do something, and then they'll just put a name on you, like come on, Kanis, or do something.
Yeah.
I've seen it, like.
Oh, fair.
I find it like it's obviously it's not our culture.
It's not our culture. But I just find it so different to what I've always.
100%. And obviously, we're not judging.
No.
I hope. I don't know. Hopefully, they're not practicing this. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't want to lose my career. Well, like, is in this country, you could do what you want to do in it,
bro. Bro,
but there's a big gay scene in Somalia as well. Apparently, underground.
But they used to say that about Saudi as well. Like, but that's what I'm saying.
Saudi definitely.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Each to their own. Man.
Saudi, I'll never forget one time I was at Umrah, whatnot, yeah. I looked out of my window. There was a Saudi guy with a sheep.
With a sheep. No.
Mom's life, seen with my own eyes.
What, Jeddah?
No, Mecca.
Ah!
In Mecca, bro.
A sheep's crazy.
That's
works.
Ultimate Dumbie, bro. What I said, in Mecca.
But I understand it because they're like, I understand it.
What do you understand?
No, because they told me after what the reason why that was happening, because I couldn't understand why would a human being want to do that with an animal.
I don't know why. Yeah.
Why? Because this is the reason why they can't speak to girls and they were so closed off with females and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yet they were maybe watching porn or doing other things or whatnot. They'll get so horny. So the closest to a hole was that.
That still doesn't make that's
mad
crazy
to me. I just didn't. I was like, I would do that without a gym. But that's not. That's a small minority of people. Like, you know what I mean?
That's still mad.
It's mental.
Yeah. I didn't know that there's a whole underground scene.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, listen, I'll be real with you. I'd rather a man just say to me, this is what I am. I'd respect that a lot more than hiding behind thingy, bro. I'll be real with you. But just each to their own, bro, because we're not here to judge, bro. That's the honest truth. But each to their own.
Yeah, each to their own. Like, yeah. You know what? My thing is, you know what I hate? It's not about them being that. It's about you pushing it, the narrative in my face. Like, if you are that, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
I'm not here shouting out, look, I'm straight.
Yeah.
So why are you pushing that narrative on me?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. It's not.
So when you met these when you met these gay Somalis, did they
exhibit gay traits? Yes.
No, not exhibit. This guy is such a comedian. No, they push that narrative on you. Like, they don't.
Yeah. You know what it is? They
push that on you because they scream and shout at you, or they might say, yeah, what? Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I look at them. I have this problem. I have a staring problem.
Yeah, you do.
So I'll watch you, but I'm not really watching you. I'm just thinking about, like, what are you going through in this world? Like, what got you here?
Mm.
Like, I'm intrigued. Like, you're living this life, and here you are today in front of me at this time, at this hour, on this day.
Mm.
But it just looks like I'm just watching you. But I'm not. And then now all of a sudden they're like, yeah, what? I am gay.
Yeah. It's a defense mechanism. They're ready
for war.
Yeah. So you know, dykes hate me.
But why are you curious?
Dykes hate you.
Yeah. Why are you curious about them, though?
I'm not curious. But it's just kind of like, bro, before you were
gay. Especially if they're Somali. No, I'm not talking about generally.
But why? Because I'll be real with you.
Because it's not in our nature.
No, okay, cool. Bro, I'll be real with you. I'm not going to lie to you. But I've always said this to you. I do not. Maybe this is wrong with me, man. I do not care about no one that I don't know at all.
We're not saying we care about them. But it's astonishing them. Like you see when you don't expect to see something.
Yeah.
Like, now I'll give you an example,
yeah.
I don't know about you, though, but I grew up in London where I'll never see a Somali over a hijab.
Mm-hmm. There was a time.
You never?
Bro, I'm telling you, I grew up at times when there was best tutors and these other tuition Muslim Somali communities and stuff that we used to do, Somali stuff. Like, there was even a time in the summer we used to take all Somalis to go to Scotland.
Yeah.
We used to all go to Scotland. It was like a Duxie, like, camping. It was bear things. Yeah. You get me? I'll never see Somali go over hijab.
Thanks.
Right now, I'm not trying to
there's
say.
There's a lot.
It's getting to 60-40.
Yeah.
Mm.
So the norm can change.
Aisha, tell you what's dark?
No.
You know when you see a girl, Somali girl, with a hijab, and you see her with that one, and you're like, you look better with one on.
Yeah, that was dark. That has been dark. That's been dark. That's been sad. Well, wait, how did you react to that?
You got dumb to look worse. I don't react. You let them live life.
I'll be honest, yeah. I don't care no more. I'll be honest, I don't care. Like, bro, respectfully.
No, I find it mad.
Do you know why?
If I saw you first with a hijab.
Yeah.
And then now all of a sudden I don't see you with that hijab.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm purposely trying to judge you. Yeah. Or trying to say something. I'm just going to be...
You might be taken aback if you've, yeah, but that's if you've seen him already with one. That's fine. I'm saying if you haven't seen this person, and let's just say he's flamboyant, or she has, no, bro, maybe that's bad of me, man.
No, you're right. You got the right way of thinking. But this is that
we know them previous.
Like,
yeah, I'm saying that like, I'm looking at like number one Somali or Muslim. Yeah. Like, even forget about Somali. Let's just say Muslim.
Well, how many Muslims do we know that don't wear hijab, bro? That's a mad amount.
But that's now. Yeah. But prior before, we never. It was hard.
It was very
it was hard to locate one.
It was hard.
It was only the Scandinavian lots.
No. It was hard like this. One, social media wasn't as out there.
Prevalent, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, we our females and our sisters and other wouldn't be outside.
Yeah.
They would be at the mosque that we would see them in Eid Day.
Yeah.
That's where we'd see, yeah. Or it would be like a hafled or some sort of occasion where everyone will unite.
Yeah.
That's when people would see each other.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But now I can see you on social media. I can see you at a function. I can see you somewhere else. There's more flexibility of seeing the individuals.
Mm.
So I'm saying now I can see an individual that was at a function wearing a certain thing, and then an individual at another function wearing something completely different.
Do you not remember back in the day when people used to bunk schools?
Yeah. I used to do that, number one.
And girls were outside with that hijab, bro.
But the frequency went up.
Yeah, it wasn't as much.
You'd have about 10 gal outside with the man them. Two of them might have kept the hijab on, bro.
I'll give you this. It started off like this. Half.
Oh, yeah, I remember the half, yeah.
Yeah, it started half.
Yeah.
And then it went.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, I'm saying, like, that growing from tertib. Because remember, it started off with just a little baby hair.
Yeah.
Then tertib here, then all the way. Like, I'm just saying, like, so. For us, you can't say that they were all like that. Out of the 10 girls...
At school, I'm talking about the ones that bunked off with us.
Yeah, with you in school.
Yeah.
Because you got to understand, like, at our times, it was shisha bars. Like,
it was parks most times.
Yeah, but after, it would be shisha. Like, shisha would be like £5. Yeah. I'd go 250 with me and my guy, and then we'd be able to get a shisha bar.
Yeah.
So, like, we'd chill out. Even when they would come to the shisha, they'd still wear the hijabs.
Yeah, okay.
But it was, like, at least half. Or the one that didn't... That's the one that everyone's running to.
Yeah, facts.
Correct or not?
Yeah.
He looked at me.
Facts. That's facts. That's the truth. Bro, I'm not going to lie to you. Even to this day, I will never move to a hijabi, bro.
Why?
I just feel uncomfortable. Like,
it's simple,
I want to, but I can't.
You don't move to it. You just tell her what you want.
I'm just like, out of respect. I don't like.
Out of respect of what?
Do you know what I'm saying?
But this is what you do.
Yeah, go to
the hijabi. I'll teach them how to do
it because
we don't know. She's a hijabi,
yeah? Yeah.
Okay, paint me out there. What's going on? Is she by herself or your friends?
Okay, let's just say.
Let me put him in a scenario.
Let's just say.
You're at a comedy event, Muslim Somali.
And she's a hijabi, yeah?
Yeah.
She's a hijabi.
Okay, where do I see her? Outside?
I saw her at his last show.
Okay.
I saw a couple and I was like, oh, I can't never move
I
to them.
I can
right
never
now.
Move to them. I thought they were nice.
Yeah, I'm sure
you just go up to them and be like, yo, salam alaikum abaya. I'm going to be honest.
Mm.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Malukhawa. Are you married?
Oh, fair. With a big boy question. I respect it.
Big
boy. I said, are you married?
Malukhawa mia. Yes, ilaheyo. Jazakallah khair. Wagul is the matter. Please number K Khada, I want to meet your dad, but before that we can get to talking, and if it doesn't work, I'll be like Tawfiq.
I respect that, man.
Straight like that.
I respect that.
Alright, like so what's the ratio?
A lot of times, a lot of them laugh. A lot of them, bro, you see hijabi things. Wallahi, they're good hearted.
Yeah.
They'll never be like, eh!
Can
you
imagine? Can you imagine?
The ones that do eh is the ones that.
Without the hijab.
That do up lifestyle. Shout out to you anyway, wherever you're on. But the ones that hijab, like, they feel flattered. Oh, jazakallah khair, bro. Thank you so much. I'm married.
Okay.
Oh, jazakallah khair. I don't date. I'm not in that. I'm not ready yet.
Mm.
Oh, yo, that was funny. You're funny. And then if she says no, even I bust a joke with her. Oh, where are you from? There. That sounds rough. Yeah. Good luck. I don't want to meet you anyway. Just leave.
Yeah. First.
The worst thing goes no, but then even when it does go right.
No, I think it's not about the conversation for me.
Yeah.
I think it's the confidence to even just speak to them.
Yeah. I don't think it's a bit like
I feel like it's a bit like.
But that's the fun. That's the fun bit.
I'm judging myself.
Yeah, for me.
Do you get what I'm trying to say, Mo? Like, I'm looking at like
she's trying
to be humble
in her approach.
I'm like, you don't need me around me. You don't. I don't. I shouldn't be around you.
Yeah, you don't.
You don't want me to be in your life.
Yeah. Well, don't say that. Don't feel like that. That's because you don't know who she is. You don't know, bro. You got a lot to give. We all of us have a lot to give. A lot of these girls without us is like, women need men. We want women. Difference.
Facts. I need women.
No, you don't. You don't need.
Think it more. Why did you double think? Nah. Take it back.
I want and need them.
Run that one back.
I want and need them. Reason. Okay, let me tell you reason why, yeah? Because you say you want women, but eventually you're going to want to settle down and you're going to need someone.
I don't need.
As a companion.
I don't need.
So why do...
It's hey, a want.
Why does she need you?
Bro, security.
Do you need that as well?
I can fight for myself. I mean security.
Oh, you're talking about a physical security. I'm talking about being like comfortable and secure in life. Because you remember having a missus there, yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. MashaAllah, some of my guys who are married, their life is gone. Boop!
Mm.
In a good way for them because they've got that stable woman at
100%.
Home. Alhamdulillah, my life's been okay about it. But what I'm saying is sometimes some people need that person because they could help you think.
But I think women need it more than you need it.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe so.
So security being one.
As security.
Yeah.
Support. I think as a man, you can regulate your emotions better than women can regulate their emotions.
Mm.
As a trained man that can regulate his emotions, that is, there's guys that can't. That's why they're in jail.
Facts.
And also, a lot of these Somali women are single because there's so many Somali guys in jail. But we're killing it out here, bro. Laugh at that.
Okay, where do they congregate? I need to know where they all come to.
Yeah, well, like, you got the plug.
You got a plug.
It's not that it's a plug.
If I was to go, send me all the dates first.
Wallahi, bro, come to my show, bro. They're all at my show. Yeah.
That's true. Wallahi, I'm not gonna lie. But you know where it is, Diesel, though? Even though they're at your shows, bro,
I don't think I'll have
we don't know how to conduct ourselves in these places.
We are shy,
bro. We're not used to these environments.
Ha. So put me in a room, with no hijabis.
I'll be sweating.
Put me in a room. Oh, I'm outside.
Hey, you can clear with it because everybody's relaxed.
Everyone's relaxed.
There's a bit of that sexual tension.
No,
it's just that.
He tried to dig us out.
No. I'm just trying to understand. I mean,
because we're all on the same vibe.
Everyone's on the same, but everyone understands like they're here to just to enjoy.
Mm.
It's like they're there to enjoy, but they don't here to get haggard by men.
If I was a woman and I was wearing a hijab, please don't chat to me.
That's how I look at it.
So maybe I'm wrong because I haven't been in that scenario, innit?
Yeah, I find there's respect.
You know what is? You got to go there on your ones. You can't go there with bridges. If you go there with bridges, let them know. Everybody has to be on the right timing.
What do you mean? Go with it on your ones?
You can go on.
So if there's a group of gal, hijabis.
Yeah. How do you go over?
How would you go about that?
Go up to them. Group. Be like, assalamu alaikum. Go to go there. All right, sorry, girls. I got a quick question. Wallah, I'm kind of lost, you know. Why? My heart's been like palpitating. I had a dream the other day. Wallah, I don't know if it was Shaitan or if it came from Malay.
They said Ruwayat on the spot.
Ruwayat on the spot. You start up and they're like, what's going on? You had a dream? What? Yeah, wallah, I don't know. I feel like, I had this one bar.
You finish that one, though.
Okay, yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Okay,
you can't hear.
No, but in the bar I come from, there's like a concept that reality is created in your own mind.
Yeah,
there's a word for it. I think it's called something.
Yeah, but go on.
I'll find that word.
He's a smart one.
Yeah, find that word. So you get to use that word. Find that word.
Yeah.
And you'll be like,
use that word.
I feel like everything. Have you guys ever had this? Alhamdulillah, we're Muslim. But sometimes you guys ever think that a lot of the perception is created with your own mind? Yeah? No? Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever created in my mind. And you feel real, you gotta. Yeah?
Yeah, well played.
Yeah?
Okay, fair, I get you.
And if that doesn't work, be like, nah, hey, I tried my best. Hey, yeah, salam alaikum, take care. Cut. Treat it like a show.
Fair. Oh, well played.
You know what my problem is? I can't look at him directly now. I'm looking down.
you got a low-key lower your gaze. That's good.
It's not even a mad, it's like, I look stupid. Like,
is this nigga autistic? What's going on?
I look timid.
Have you done it before?
Like,
it happened to me, bro.
The first thing someone was saying it just now. In Sheffield, the girls over there are saying that I'm timid.
You're timid. They said that to you.
Because they came up to me and they were like, oh, hey, you're right. We'll watch your podcast. You're right. But now I don't know who's who or whatnot. I'm not used to Somali girls and hijabs and everyone. So I'm just like, thank you very much. That's good.
No way.
I'm saying it.
No, but sometimes they can come off a bit too
Yeah, like up front too much. Like,
yeah.
Take it easy with me.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Shui, like, salam alaikum, brother. How are you, brother? Are you okay? How's everything? Like, slowly, excel the volume.
Some of them are a bit like, hands on.
But
that's not your fault, though. That's their fault.
No, it's not their fault as well, because really and truly, they're just.
We have that persona of thinking that the.
We're code switching. Within our own religion.
That's literally true. Because you're thinking this girl's got a hijab on. She's going to speak in a soft tone. She's going to be very quiet. That's why maybe he would look down. I'm saying I might, because I'm actually weird, but I just haven't done it yet.
Bro, take me to the pub with my little oranges. I'm trying to order. Right, ladies.
Practice. You just got to, what's it called? Go out there and practice.
Okay, but what should I sound like? Sound the boss.
Bro, what do you mean? I was at.
Bro, were there everywhere? Harrods, everywhere.
There's no way, bro. This year for me was one of the first years I've been more in the Somali spectrum. That makes sense. So when I went to Scope Media now.
What's Scope Media? For the people that don't know.
There's some guys that had them on. They got a YouTube channel. Very good. And now they do a gala for the Somalis. Awards to Somalis that are doing good community work. So I was at the gala, yeah?
Yeah.
My brother, every time they had a break, I was running upstairs. I didn't know what to do. Discombobulate. I don't know how to communicate. Yeah. Network with people.
Network.
I'm saying, like, I don't know what to do. Because, like, other event, normal, like.
You just be bubbling.
Bro, you jump up and you look at someone, like, here's like, I'm looking at Walales and I'm thinking there's no free mixing, then there's mixing, then there's.
Yeah.
You don't know, like.
When is that okay?
Like, where's the grey area, here? I become anxious.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing is you need a link. Like, you need a Somali girl that you know, that you're cool with, that can go out and do your bidding as well.
That's why you're
birdie. That used to be my auntie.
You're birdie, because birdie does the same thing.
Yeah, voila.
That's the reason why.
Yeah,
voila. It makes sense.
I got a lot of, like, my sister, she knows so many things. So many girls, alhamdulillah, yeah. Like,
do me a favor.
Yeah, master, because my sisters violate me.
Yeah,
my sisters, they told me, you think I'm going to tell girls, because they know me.
Well, my sister's the plug for even people that I know. I'm not going to say their names. But they're like, they see that girl over there. Come. I said, they'll walk together and start laughing together. Oh, assalamu alaikum, sister, what's your name? This is my friend.
Cold.
He supports the same team. Oh, sorry, 2 seconds, I'll be back. Leaves them together. That's cold. And then she comes back again. Get to the job. You're not trying to do too much. Do a little bit kiki-kiki, but get to what you want, your intention straight away, innit? Like, allow the small talk.
For me, I just need that starting point. After that, I'm good.
I'm good.
I ain't worried about the. It's get the to the point. It's just the starting point. How do I get?
And you know what?
You might have to get your sister to hook us up.
You know what is more as well? Is I would feel more comfortable outside of that environment.
What do you mean?
Like, you see, like, now in the function, to try and move to you in the function with all these Somalian people in front of me is intense.
Because everyone's. Because everyone's watching you.
Because
you
know, everyone's in a normal watching public situation,
no one's watching that.
Yeah, bro.
But in that scenario, everyone's watching.
And when that one flops here, and maybe she says no worries.
Say Alabai.
He's trying to move to you. He's trying to move to my other friend the other day.
Yeah.
I hear that. But also, there's always women like that, bro. Wallahi, bro. We have to take shots, bro. There's always haters on the spectators.
Yeah. But you know what it is, Mo? He's like a different city boy in a whole different kind. And he's sexy in this.
You perfected your game on that.
I'm not married, though, so I don't know what I'm talking.
You're saying that, but you know what it is? You're moving like the Messi, and you get me in the game. You're doing that.
Because let me tell you one thing, yeah? As men, like, I say again, I truly believe women need us in it. Like, I want women, and I do need a woman. Allah, inshallah, I will settle down.
Women
like,
or one?
I want and I need. I think I more want than I need.
No, because if you wanted more, you do it now. Yeah. But you don't.
No, is it like my? You know okay, you need okay, it. Okay, I'm not gonna fight this. I'm not gonna fight this. Yeah.
You want it, but you don't. You need it, but you just don't want it as much as you think you do. Because otherwise, you would have locked someone down.
That is true.
You're focused.
That is true.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because I know if I wanted it, I would have just locked that down.
Yeah. I believe you. I don't know why this thing is laughing. Bro, crabs in a bucket thing, bro. Don't laugh, bro.
You see this thing here? Yeah? I'm telling you, we need to get his quotes on top. We need to get his quotes on top so people know it's eye candy that's saying this.
Where did that come from?
Because the other week, you know me, like normally when we do episodes, I like to give a little teaser about TikTok Live. So I'll be chatting with us and I'll put it here at TikTok Live. They go crazy, like, oh my god, we're watching it live. Bow. They start saying, oh my god, it's like when I put his face on there.
Eye candy. Yo, handsome guy. Allah Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah, like, my mom blessed me.
You go, come on, bro. You should be out here.
My dad drops in a couple of days, and now he goes, looks for me, and I'm like, are we going to do this again?
The first time I met him, I didn't know Mo was Somali.
Nah, I could tell.
Bro, he ran a joke that I was Bengali for the first three episodes I ever joined.
Is he sitting with JJ? Yeah, man. Said
like, come on, come
because she can become me.
Yeah, that's what you know, come because she can become.
I'm not gonna lie.
Not bad, it's fun.
No,
days,
but
man.
I think, you know, like as a men, yeah, we're like amplifiers, innit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when you do, you gotta be ready, innit? But when you do chat to a girl, they're looking at you like, okay, what does he have to say, innit? So that thing alone, there's power in that. You know what I mean? Cool, if it flops, it flops. It is what it is. But they're on the receiving end, and a lot of them can take it. There's bad people out there, and like, oh yeah, they're doing it for the dopamine. Hey, he moved to me. Some of them will give you eyes. You're like, what? She's looking at me. Yeah, salam alaikum. Are they shaitanate? Shaitanate. You did it. That's what you did it for. You tricked me to make me come out of my zone. So
you can feel like.
I say no more. Let's see if you succeed in life. Well, they're 40 and they have no kids now.
Let me ask you this one question.
Yeah.
That's how life is gonna go for them, bro.
So what you think they drew you out just so they feel better about themselves?
Yes.
In that group setting.
Yeah. Yes.
Damn. But I got a question for you though now, yeah. Would you not move to someone older than you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not too much though. Maybe 1 or 2 years. Anything higher than that.
1 or 2 years.
Yeah. Because there's a Somali saying, if there's an older girl that's with a younger guy, she tricked him.
Hey, this guy.
This is real. This is real, guys.
Honestly, Bernie's done. Like, this is going to be... Bernie is too funny today.
Bro, yeah, shall I tell you what? I used to work in Sainsbury's, and then the security guard was a Somali guy. Shout out Kusukus, I don't know where you are, but Kusukus, I got love for you,
Kusukus or Kusukus?
Kusukus, that was his nickname. He was chubby, but he lose weight. He kept chubby again, lose weight. He was a great guy.
That's sick, but Kusukus. Somali's hard. By the way, if you're not Somali, you know it. Somali's come up with the best names.
Bro, they used to give me, they used to call me Ahmed Ade. I'm the darkest guy, you know. Ade.
Ahmed Ade is mad.
Yeah. So Kusukus, we used to chat in Somali and that. There was this one auntie, Somali auntie, bro. She was in her, late 30s.
Yeah.
And she had little utes and that. But she was got up, divorced.
Yeah.
She used to come in, and the way I used to banter with her, I can't lie, at one point I was thinking, could I?
Yeah.
With a 38 year old,
would you?
Would I? Mm. And she was beautiful as well.
Is it, mashallah?
Yeah, and she used to reciprocate energy and that, innit? But we kept the halal, but just I'm thinking to myself, sometime I could ask her, yo, I'll take care of the kids. On the Sainsbury's wage. Yeah, do it overtime.
That's like, got you, baby.
Still more cigarettes. Yeah. And then Guzu was like, yo, and he told me this. Nagwe, if she's with a younger guy, where's it? That's what it's like. That's what Somali say. Oh. And I asked my mom was like, yeah, Somali's at backwards, but that's how they think.
Yeah. I depends on how old. How old are you then at the time?
I was 21.
And she was 30. Yeah, at that age, she would have tricked you. But as you get older, now I think you've got more your mental capacity, so you should be okay.
But I had a girl one time tell me, this is when I was 18, and she was 26.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, why don't we just...
Call it.
I used to work a warehouse with her.
Okay.
I feel it. I should have lowered my gaze, but she was healthy. Yeah. I didn't. And I said to her, nah, obviously I'm still going to uni, I'm doing a lot.
Yeah.
She goes, well, and also you're older than me. And she goes, well, Prophet Muhammad was 25 and Khadija was 40. I said, yo.
Allah.
Wait a minute.
She got you, though.
That's a good line they use.
That is a good line.
So what, would you or would you not? What's the highest you would go? You get your
job. I don't know.
Like, how old are you now? 26, you said.
26 now.
All right, cool. What's that? Would you go for 30? 27?
28 maybe, but no higher.
30?
Nah. Well, it depends on the girl. Well, I don't know.
You can't, you don't know until you're in it, man. That's why I don't close my door. I used to be, back in the day, I used to be no one with kids, no one ever divorced, none of that.
Same,
none.
I was like that as well, but now my whole mind
I'm
changed.
If you can
convince me and make me work, I love it.
Yeah, that's
I'll
it.
I'll take it.
Game done.
Nowadays, I'm not going to lie, I'm over 4 or 5 years older than me. That's my new thing now.
Is it?
Yeah, the rather the older you are, the more I feel like,
damn. But then you have to have kids with them straight away then.
I'm not too fast.
I'm here for that, you know. I'm not gonna lie to you. As soon as I get home and I'm like, Mum, this is the woman I want to marry.
I just can't tell, the whole time now, we've not finished the dilemma.
Wait, but one more thing before we finish, because I forget this.
Yeah,
you know, there's a culture in Kenya, I forget the tribe, but the husband and girl, they get married. And when they get married, they get taken to a room in like the same place.
To witness it?
No, yeah, to consummate the marriage. And there's a white sheet on the bed.
Yeah.
And if there's no blood after, you could choose to divorce her there and then.
I think that's a good plan.
That's a good plan.
That's a Kenyan thing.
I think that's actually quite sick. On the basis that you guys have been honest with each other.
Yeah,
if
on the basis that she said that, I'm not a virgin.
On the basis that she said she is.
Yeah.
But horse riding. Okay, sorry.
Oh my.
That sounded mad. No, but you could lose the horse. Like, your hymen could lose. Hey, yo, come on.
That
you know
is also true. That is also
what
true.
What do you mean?
On a lineback, bro.
I don't even want to laugh. I don't want to laugh. I'm so sorry.
Oh my.
I don't want to laugh at that one. Basically,
Birdie's dark, isn't it?
He's so dark.
He's dark.
Girls can, I don't know if this is true.
Look at the girls.
Girls can lose their
virginity on the.
But not technically the virginity, because they're still a virgin, but they can break the
hymen on doing physical activity like a bike.
So I've heard.
Yeah.
So yeah. So alright, cool. So I need you guys to add this out. One person's gonna be the wife, one person's not.
Okay. I'll be the wife.
Of course.
Oh, do you want to be? No,
you be the wife.
Yeah, right, cool. So husband and I are newlyweds, and our relationship is built on a deep love for each other. However, we're fundamentally at odds over one of his life's biggest decisions, when to have children. Mm. He's desperate to start a family immediately. She wants to take the time to build a marriage, travel, and get to know each other as a couple before we bring a child into the world. She's tried to communicate this, but he dismisses her feelings. He refuses to use protection and has forbidden me from using emergency conception. Feeling I had no other choice to protect my own bodily autonomy and life plan, I secretly had a contraceptive coil inserted. Now, the lie is creating a cascading effect. He's worried that we haven't conceived, believing there may be a fertility issue, and has booked an appointment with a specialist. I'm trapped. If I tell him the truth, I fear he will see it as a profound betrayal and leave me. But if I don't, I'll be forced to live a lie, potentially go through expensive and unnecessary medical tests, all while the secret poisons the foundation of our marriage. My dilemma is no longer just about when to have children, but whether I can save my marriage revealing a truth that might destroy it.
How you?
This one. Okay, so obviously that was quite a long read, so apologies. But basically, two newlyweds.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to have babies.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to. He wants to have babies. She doesn't want to have babies yet. She wants to travel. He doesn't want to use protection. And then now she's put a coil in. He believes that there's bigger problems and there's fertility issues. Mm. She can't have babies. So he's now concerned about her. So now he's looking to pay for tests and see a specialist. Mm. The specialist obviously going to quickly find out that she's got a coil in. So now she's like, this is not even about the children anymore. It's about the lie that I've done. How does she navigate this? Okay, so you're the husband. You're about to say to her, let's go see the specialist.
Hey.
Man's got his hijab on.
Hey.
Okay.
My hijab on 1 second.
Is he fresh?
I don't know. We play it however,
we'll play
you,
however
yeah.
you guys want to play.
However you want it to be. I'm gonna.
Hiya, baby. Now what? The appointment cut in 2 hours. It's diary. Aba.
Hiya, Zana.
Baaso gana Dr. Usman. Huu nufirna hadi. Alabti shakini so. Masa adi. Wala ilaha nufudayo. Wahan ilaha ukre. Lakini wada galina matan wat.
May Ahmed Hassan, may Ahmed.
Ahmed Yawa. Khalid Ali Darig.
There's bigger problems here. So we'll go into character when he's back. But there's bigger problems. Don't know the name of my husband. Khalid.
Khalid, may I take a picture to Annie? Wow. Sana, I can see the Ekerto. Marabu San.
Hi, Sheikh Abla.
Khalid,
Annie Ilmarawa.
I think it's as hard to push like bad the ice man low and mugly with it. Bad the way did they can you go? I can did they it but the way did they like Khalid Saran Kuno Lanker had not a terror when I guess Quran Akhris move hand time. Bahabachir
Maya. I knew a hack absona ill a skirk shakane so عسكر كي مش خير مس مش خير خلت كأني جودي كتام مس جنتك وراح أنا بقى
أنا كسان ما أدون كأني كسان ما هنا كوكور سد أنا كوا حدورت أدون كنا ملك اللي تجنو أدون كنا سوا رجنو ماش أنا كوا ستة حبس عملها كتيرة
هاي مح 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 محارتها
أنا ك
مع مع حد مع سنتها
أنا أديك خالي
that was a good one
طبعا لا ده وان طبعا مع حد مع سنتها
خالي أديك مغل
رونتي شق
خالد شعيل ما كان أركتيد
what are you saying بس شعيل ما كان أركتيد
هاي الرواية قبل هذا يخصك كم حال
لا لا أحمد خالد
أحمد خالد نايا
أنا كوي خالد خالد نايا
خالد مغل يا أنا ما كان كورس ده ونفتي ده كسي وحان دورت أذيك حد أنا وحى استعماله سا قف أنا عرور بصور دلايو أنت أنا عرور دلين وحرب أدون ك ينولش أنا عرقنو أنا ماشين قرص أديق أنا عرور بس إيكو صوب بحسد مي فهمت خالد بع وادي دي كنيني وادي دي البد وادي دي حد أنا تختار ربتاع جيسد خالد سام وخلد انتهاي
أوكي أذي أيدن أنا كل جاي ذا
أذيق تك هاي
هاي عثمان محل ده ولا هذا لا افتض وشخيني سانكت هذا لوكان هاي
big facts
baby it's your turn
it's your turn
أنا أقول على وايد تعشى ما يمها
مر
خالد مية تعشى هاي
ها وكو تعلى ها I love you baby I love you but your womb might not be working
womb your womb
دكتور كأيد maybe جينيتك وحى كاتب سنة
خالد
وايد دكتور ما أخذته ولا عثمان ناقته ما أخذته
خالد
ناقته ما أخذته مية
خالد أفضل شيء أقوله خالد مغل أنا يا ديار ويوه يار ما فهمت
إيه
أنا يا وحربة holiday ناتو
okay.
holiday ناتو
سان بيرثي
سوسان كتشوجي ما فهمت أما تسان أنا يفر
okay sorry so okay. You, sorry sorry
can we pause
yeah let's pause this so rather than saying you die on the fence of saying
okay but do you agree with me a female will definitely do that she will not tell you the truth
what do you think she should do we forgot about think, what they would do
I'm saying I'm not going to talk to her I'm going to divorce you
I think she should definitely
stand on business
what not admit it
not admit it
and then what just take it out yeah take it out slightly
yeah do what you gotta do
cold world what would you do
if I was the man
if you was the woman
if I was a woman
yeah and you made this lie
I'll say you know what baby yeah
baby
I can't do this day let's do another day
yeah
because I have to meet a friend
yeah
and that day take out the coin
yes. So you guys will stay on the lie
you gotta
alright cool what if
and when you get pregnant tell him after he can't beat you up with a kid Baby, the baby.
Yeah, it's fair.
Who's? Ah! You can't hurt me. I'm pregnant.
What about? That's crazy.
But
as the man, you're going through this thingy. You've gone to check it, Asker. You found out that you're good. She's not looking to go. Would you want her to tell you that she's got a coil in?
I would want her to tell me. Yeah.
You would.
Yeah, 100%. Tell me.
No, don't tell me. You did that. All that trouble. No, don't tell me. Don't tell him. Do not tell him. So listen to me carefully. Don't tell him I agree with these two. In her position, I don't think you should tell him.
Thank you very much. Reason why
is because that's a massive lie, bro.
That's a big lie
that's
in a relationship.
That's a big lie. And the fact that you've done it, you've
been making me put in the work for me to be letting out my juice to know that your body's not going to do nothing.
And then you made me think I couldn't do
nothing. And then you're making me think I'm the one with the problem.
Mm. You know how healthy I ate? You know how many push-ups I did to make sure these ones were good ones?
Good strides. My back's hurting me.
Yeah, bro. Because you have to work out and live healthy to get better.
Facts. That's,
yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. So, yeah. So, I in that dilemma, I don't think you should.
Just don't tell him, man.
Once you've committed that lie, you can't tell him at that point. And then also, for me, ignorance is bliss in the scenario, man. Because there's no way I could look at you the same after that. That's me being honest.
Yeah.
So, damn. You're damned if you do. You're damned if you don't.
Well, I both ways. Right, Birdie, what are you saying? Gonna end the show for us?
Big brah! Hey, listen, guys. We've been up to podcast. Mm-hmm. Make sure you tune into the next episode. We might have my cousin. Oh, you met my cousin? Pigeon.
Shimbir.
Shimbir.
And make sure you tune in. Thank you guys so much. We've been up to podcast. Hey, listen, buy tickets to my show. It's Diesel, yeah? Love.
Yeah, I like, hey, subscribe,
drive, and follow, stuff, man. Come on, man. All of that.
Yeah, all the roads 10K. Let's go.
Hey, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.